Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. Okay, y'all know my hidden secret, which is not so hidden. I am the pawtographer. I own over 3,000 outfits for pets. Yes, I love pet fashion. But the person that we have online, our next guest, she really knows pet fashion. She is one of the producers for a great show that I love. Unfortunately, it's only available north of the border, but hopefully we'll get it down here. It is Pet Fashion TV. I want to welcome to the show Bianca Kapteyn. Bianca, welcome.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
I love what you're doing. For those who haven't had a chance to see the show Pet Fashion TV, give them a little taste what you guys are doing.
What Past Fashion is, it's the only lifestyle series that offers an in-depth look at the evolving world of companion animal kingdom. We shine a light on pet fashion designers, to innovators creating the latest pet products, to the visionary designers who are shaping like pet fashion and also the trends of tomorrow. To pet lovers who share their stories and their contents of their pet's closets. So we have a couple of people that we just adore because their pet's closet costs more than someone's car, for instance.
I've got a few clients like that. Yeah,
a lot of money is invested into their fur baby's closet.
Absolutely, and I always find it interesting. I'll get the emails of, that's ridiculous, or are you being serious, or are you just joking around for the sake of the show? And I always respond back, no, I'm very serious. In fact, I'm encouraged to see where pet fashion is going because it has really come a long way, and it's not just about costumes anymore. There is a real fashion, but there's also a consideration put into the comfort of the animals. And I always say to everybody, so lest you put your fingers on Twitter right now, I get it. If your pet doesn't like it, don't do it. But I am telling you, folks, there are a lot of pets out there who really do seem to enjoy it. They love the attention that they get. And again, they really seem to shine and embrace having some kind of outfit. Is it an everyday thing? For some it is, and for some it isn't. So know your pet, know what they're tolerant of and what they enjoy, and you can have a lot of fun. Bianca, you've seen a lot of where it's come from. Maybe give our folks a little bit of a feel for where pet fashion kind of first started and where it's kind of come to.
Pet fashion per se has been around for thousands of years, starting with if it was military usage for horses, for dogs. When I mean for horses, we're talking about like the saddle, the armor, the body armor that they would have to wear. For dogs, it might be a particular collar, so if it's in for hunting, or if it's for boar baiting, bear baiting, you know, so you have different components from there. And also, too, from the medieval times, you know, the aristocracy had their dogs. They had their very, very pampered little dogs.
Sure.
And they would also dress them in their finery. The emperors, the Chinese emperors would do that. I mean, that was a huge thing, but, you know, it was not necessarily for your working class or your serf, you know. And then if you want to fast forward in the last 100 years, fashion was slowly evolving the way our households were evolving, how we treated our pets. And if you fast forward with that, it's in the last decade, there was an explosion of us loving our pets. And from there, you know, people, it was like, just were influence, like from Vogue magazines, because what you would see a lot of these fashion photographers would incorporate these little dogs with these high fashions. And then you have women, upper class women, who wanted to dress their dogs. If they were going to dress the nines, they wanted their dogs to dress. And, you know, it was no longer the do it yourself. You wanted people, you wanted beautiful fabric, you wanted, you know, I mean, you were there to pay a premium for design.
Absolutely. Well, and there really is that movement of pet couture and just these elaborate outfits that, much like human models, wouldn't wear out every day to go shopping or things like that. These are really elaborate.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. But they will spend a lot of money on a particular collar.
Yes.
Right? If they weren't going to dress their dog, but they were going to ensure that their dog was wearing the latest.
Absolutely.
And it was leather, especially collars. Collars made a statement.
Couldn't agree more. So where do you see pet fashion going over the next few years? I mean, it really does seem to be going to a whole new level.
I think what it is, I think to a lot of the pet fashion designers, they're getting the respect.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of people, I think, stories that are written about them is that when their attitude, oh, you're dressing the dog as a costume. Whereas now, I mean, you have a number of designers that are treated like rock stars.
Exactly. We know a few of them. Yeah, and that's a great point.
We do. And one of them is Anthony Rubio. I have to say he is treated like a rock star.
Yeah, another one of my favorites, Roberto Negrin.
Oh, he's fantastic.
Yes. And you know what? You're right. We have moved from it being almost a novelty sideshow type of, you know, viewing to a, wow, this is very creative. And you can tell there is a lot of effort, a lot of time put in. It is not something that's haphazardly coming together and, oh, how cute. These are legitimate designers who have decided, rather than designing for humans, I'm going to put those skills to use for pets and create these masterpieces that really stand out and have taken it almost to a level where human fashion shows and pet fashion shows are almost of an equivalent. I mean, I've seen so many outfits that I go, wow, that must have taken days, if not weeks, to pull together. So there really is that commitment and that time effort being put in by these designers.
I absolutely agree, because the standards are very, very similar. Not all designers are created equal, but you do have your standalone designers that they're worth. They are trade designers. They have the skill, they have the expertise to work with fabric. Every detailing in the stitching, everything about it, although it's a vertical design, it's not horizontal, but it still is striking.
Yeah, striking is the word too, because a lot of these really do make you stop and go, wow, they did that for a dog? That is a little over the top sometimes.
Also, too, a lot of these pieces, too, will out, you know, I don't like saying this, but will outlive a dog's life.
Sure.
So if a woman makes an investment, say $300 to $1,000, she will have that for her life.
No, that's a great point.
I mean, we don't necessarily talk about that, but we're talking when we talk about quality, it's there. I mean, you can buy mass clothing, but we want to talk about, I think now it's finally that a lot of the designers are gaining respect.
Not
and
great
people
stuff.
Are taking notice.
Absolutely. For those of us south of the northern border there, what's a great website to get more information on what you're involved with and Pet Fashion TV? Where can we get more information?
More information at petfashiontv.com. That just gives you a throwaway. Basically, it's our reel of what we do, of what we showcase. And another one is the Pet Network. The one who actually airs our show is the Pet Network. So that's the petnetwork.tv.
Wonderful
stuff.
So
there's information there. You know, I'm so sorry that, unfortunately, that my American friends are unable to see the show. But at some point, I believe that the network is working with the Greens, like they're expanding into different territories, so hopefully they'll be able to see it, because our show is basically it's subscriber-based.
I
so
love
it. You have
it.
To subscribe to the Pet Network in order to see our show.
Bianca, I love it. I think it is phenomenal. Folks, check it out. Again, petfashiontv.com. Bianca, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to having you back on the show soon because I love talking fashion and all the different great things you have going on. Really appreciate everything you're doing.
Robert, thank you so much for having me on your show.
Folks, we'll be right back with more Pet World Insider after these messages.
Life is Perfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 theme animal portraits from the pawtographer. The pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Perfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Perfect by the pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.